It's taken more than a year and cost dozens of lives to get to here, the appointment of Somalia's new parliament. About 250 MPs and 50 senators have been sworn in a ceremony in the capital, Mogadishu.
Today is a great day, and we hope that this will be an opportunity for Somalis in general and also for the Somali government.
This man, the Prime Minister, Mohamed Hussein Roble, has been in charge of the process. His supporters say he managed to make it happen against stiff resistance. He's been at odds with the president, Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo, who's seeking another term but didn't attend the swearing-in ceremony. Farmajo's critics and opponents say he's been stalling the process to try and stay in power. Most Somalis didn't get to vote. Clan representatives selected MPs in a series of closed-door meetings. Everyone involved says buying of votes is widespread. The new MPs are due to elect the next president in the coming weeks. Farmajo had promised to organise elections where all Somalis get to vote, but he didn't fulfil his pledge. The whole process has been widely criticised.
It's indirect selection that actually brought a race to the bottom selection process that lacks integrity and credibility. So unless there is a strong rule of law and election law, Somalia will be in this, what we've seen for the past few months and the last year is absolutely unacceptable and not to be repeated again.
A handful of seats in parliament remain open after electoral officials nullified their selection processes over irregularities. Mortars were fired towards Mogadishu's green zone as the other MPs were preparing to be sworn in inside. The armed group Al-Shabaab is opposed to the government and said it would target the elections. It claimed responsibility for this attack in the city of Beledweyne last month that killed an MP and another parliamentary candidate, as well as several other attacks. Factions of the army fought the police in Mogadishu last year when yet another election delay was announced and President Farmajo tried to extend his term in office. Somalis are now waiting to find out who will be elected the next president and if there'll be more bloodshed before Somalia has a new government. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera.